Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
You know, it's not just men who fight. There's a women's boxing circuit, and at the top of it is Claressa Shields. She's been boxing since she was 11 years old, and today she's got more than 40 wins to her name and only one loss. She's also the subject of a forthcoming documentary called T-Rex.
I have this dream. I'm in England, London, and it's the finals in the Olympics. I can hear the announcer. I mean, they're gonna say it like, and the first woman Olympian at 165 pounds is Claressa Shields.
Claressa Shields realized that dream in 2012 when she became the first American to win a gold medal in Olympic women's boxing. These days, she's back in her hometown of Flint, Michigan, training and preparing for her next fight. So what's it like to be one of the best fighters in the world? Charles Monroe Kane called Claressa to find out.
Will you take me back to 2012, to the Olympics? What was that like?
You know, for years, you know, like that was my dream, to go to the Olympics and win a gold medal. And then when it happened, I just felt like it was surreal. I was really happy, and I felt like I was floating for at least the whole month. Like, I don't think that my feet touched the ground for a while.
You've been doing this since you're 11, and I have a question for you now. You've won a gold medal. What makes, not a good fighter, not a decent fighter, what makes a great fighter?
I think what makes a great fighter is discipline. To be a great fighter, I feel like I'm a great fighter, but I feel like I can be greater. And a great fighter goes above their potential. They know they can be a lot more than what they are. That's what I think makes a great fighter.
So for people that don't know your story, tell us how you got into boxing.
I got into boxing because of my dad. We were, like, having a conversation. My dad went to prison when I was 2, and he got out when I was 9. And when I met him, we were just, like, the best of friends. And I felt he was just this great guy, this great old man, you know, who didn't really get a chance to live his life. And when he was talking to me, he said he wished he would have stuck to what he was passionate about. And I asked him, I just said, you know, what were you passionate about? And he said, boxing. And from that day, I just decided that I would box so my dad could live some of his life through me because I knew it would make him happy.
Is that what motivates you to get up at 5 in the morning to work out, to diet, to punch, to be punched? Is that enough motivation? Why do you fight?
You know what? Why do I box? I just love boxing. That's my happy place. You know, when I get in the ring, after all that hard work of training, I think I just do it because I bring hope to my family, my friends, and my fans. But even though training camp might suck and training camp might be hard, but just getting my hand raised, knowing that I did it all for something, that's why I box, because I know I can be something great.
You're quite the star. I think the problem seems to be that other people still can't seem to accept a woman in the ring.
Yeah, I wish they would just... They need to look at me as not a manly woman, but a strong woman to actually fight. I'm not fighting against men. I can beat a lot of men up, yes, but I'm not fighting against men. I'm fighting against women.
What do you think they're afraid of?
A lot of men do not want to accept the fact that a woman may be able to beat them at something physical.
You talked about discipline earlier, and I do agree that boxing is a lot about discipline, but you seem to have some anger out there, too. What role does anger have in being a good boxer?
I don't be angry when I'm in a ring. I guess I can say where I grew up as either. It's like kind of like kill or be killed, and that's how I feel in the ring. I don't want to kill my opponent, but it's like either I'm going to hurt them or they're going to hurt me. Which one is it going to be? You know, and I refuse to let anybody hurt me. So So I just get in there and I think of the worst thing that can happen, and I do my best to try to prevent it.
When you won the gold, how did you think it was going to change your life?
You know what? I thought after winning the Olympics, I thought I would get endorsements, sponsorships. I thought I would be on magazine covers, like posing with gloves. I thought I would be, you know, America's golden girl. Because, I mean, I was the first woman to win an Olympic gold medal ever. I mean, at 165 pounds. Only three women in the world who got Olympic gold medals in women's boxing. And I thought that when I did it, that I would, I just thought that I would, it wasn't about being, you know, rich. I thought I would get the recognition of not just being African-American, but also being the first person ever to do something.
Now, that didn't happen, did it?
No, it didn't.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but, like, how do you feel about that?
At first, it was pretty hard to accept, and I just was like, wow, you know, I'm not getting any recognition, any respect. You know, I sacrificed all my childhood to represent America, and America isn't doing anything, you know, back to be supportive. Like, you know, for saying, okay, since you did this, this is what we're going to do for you. I just felt like, wow, what did I do it for? But then after a while, I just was like, you know, the past is the past. No one can ever take away that I won the Olympics. And I'm like, you know what? To make an even bigger statement, since they want to ignore me this time, I'll make sure I'm better prepared 2016. And I'll go back and do it again.
You know, right now, like you said, you're the number one boxer in the world, a female boxer in the world. You won one gold medal. You're coming up at another Olympics. By the time this interview airs, the hype over the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight will have subsided. And win or lose, those guys are going to make hundreds of millions of dollars each.
Yep.
When you look at that, what do you think of that?
I think that's great for them, but I want to be the first woman to ever get paid like that to get the recognition. I want to be the first woman to fight on HBO, Showtime. I want to be the first woman to do all that. ESPN, I want to be on TV. And that's why I feel like if I keep building up my resume, I'm setting myself up for greatness.
So what do you think you have to do to make that happen? What do you think, after you win the gold again, you go pro? Is that what you have to do as a woman? Do you have to do stuff differently? I mean, what has to happen?
Yes. Yeah, I have to go pro after 2016. I want to go pro, and I feel like that would be the best thing for women's boxing. You know, I feel like God bless people sometimes to have regular lives, but then some people are blessed to be extraordinary. And I feel like I'm one of those people. And after 2016, after I win another Olympic gold medal, I'm going to go professional. And I think that's going to be great.
Claressa Shields. She won the gold medal in the middleweight division at the 2012 Olympic Games. She's the subject of the forthcoming documentary, T-Rex. T-Rex.